All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line, Professor Bob Harvey. You know, Professor Harvey, it's almost a foregone conclusion. And somehow with where we are economically, and I keep trying to get people to understand where we are economically right now is not going to turn around overnight. The recession that we are headed into, the pain at the pumps, you know, the inflation, none of these things, Professor Harvey, are going to turn around overnight. And so it's almost a kiss of death for the Democratic Party. There's no way that any of this is going to recover in time for the 2020, midterm elections. So therefore, we just about know the outcome of these things, and the pain that we are going to suffer is going to be long lasting. So,
it's going to we just leapfrog through history. We've been doing it, Earl, really since the election of Bill Clinton in '92. I mean, I just tracked it and just looked at it, and that's what we have done in this country. And we want to blame the Democrats. We want to blame the Republicans. We want to blame the Congress. We want to blame the president. We even want to blame corporate America, because corporate America has a role to play in this. But the truth of the matter is that the American people are the ones who take that blame. You know, I was watching a show the other night on the Military History Channel. I stomach looking at it on occasions now because it has such a conservative twist to it. But I was looking at it, and it was dealing with the rise of Hitler and the Third Reich back in the 1930s. And everybody was talking about how Hitler, when he came to power, he promised to put everybody to work. Well, yeah, he did. He ended inflation in Germany. And believe it or not, he helped boom the economy for the rest of Europe as well, and then eventually the United States. Because war is a very lucrative and expensive commodity then, you know, and it, you know, you had Hitler, he put everybody to work because he put everybody attached to the military-industrial complex to fight his war. And so they were talking about how he did, some of the German people were talking about how he did wonders for their economy and put them back to work. Yes. But look at what he did to bring that about. And so, you know, when you look at the history of Germany, and you have so many Germans now who have felt that, now felt guilty because of what happened in Germany, my thing is, yeah, you should feel guilty because you're the one to put him in power. Hitler could not have gone and stayed in power as long as he did. And neither could Mussolini down in Italy. They couldn't have stayed in power as long as they did if it weren't for the people putting them there. And that's the same scenario that's playing out here in the United States, except that the majority of the American people, when you bring them all together as a conglomerate group, the majority of the American people don't want that lifestyle. But they're outnumbered by the people in power and key positions. And we're certainly not focusing on the state level. You know, we got young people all over this place. I ain't even interested in voting. And that's true whether it's in North Carolina or Wisconsin or anywhere else. They don't even care about voting. They just don't.
Well, you know, Professor Harvey, there's so many people who aren't interested in voting because they don't see the correlation between what's happening in their lives and the fact that you vote, you know, and I've talked with many young people and many older people who just don't believe in this form of democracy.
Yes, they don't until it hits them. Like when they saw the antics and the clownishness of Donald Trump, it shook the American people up and scared the bejesus out of them for the presidency. And so they went out there, and so every 4 years they do feel it. and they've been coming out. Remember of the four elections that the American people had since 2000, in which Republicans were the two elections that the Republicans have had where they won, and that's with Bush in 2000, and of course Donald Trump, 16. When those individuals came in, if you look at it, except for one of those elections that Bush had in 2004, the president was a minority president, meaning that the majority of the American people didn't vote for him. He lost the election in the popular vote, you know, by a nice side, though. Bush lost by 500,000 in the first one. And Donald Trump lost by the over almost 3 million in his in 2016. And had he stayed in power and did pull off his little coup, he would have lost by 7 million votes. 7 million. Yes, 74 million people voted for him, and that was frightening and alarming. But 81 million people braved all types of situations to get in there to cast their vote to get that clown out of office. And the damage that he caused, though, just so horrendous. And that's largely because of the fact that there's a large number of people who believe in him, and that's what you're seeing in these states and runoffs to go to Congress. They're putting people in there that are just as bad as Green and some of the others. And so that's what you're going to get. And even if the Democrats manage to hang on to one of the houses in 2022, what you're going to find is that their timidness is going to be so bad that they're not going to get a lot of things done. Now, if the Republicans win, especially in the House, which they may do, if they win, they're going to switch the hearing from the January 6th committee. They're going to squash that. That's dead. And what they're going to do is they're going to go after Hunter Biden. Because their goal is they won't be able to, they want to try to damage Biden, Joe Biden, for the 2024 election. They want to damage him so bad that a Republican like Donald Trump will return and go back into the White House. That's what they're going to do. They're going to go after that. They're going to have those hearings. And the only problem is they can't pass anything worth the darn, because in order to pass something, make it law, they got to go through the president for a signature. But they can certainly scuff him up and go after all these people and subpoena and go after folk. Because one thing about it, they know how to conduct hearings, because they are dictatorial and fascist and mean-spirited in their questions and hostile. Look what they did with Hillary Clinton. They went after her like nobody's business to tarnish her for the upcoming, 2016 election. And they did a good job. They did a damn good, effective job on her. That was the whole bit. And look at it. The moment the election was over and Donald Trump won, all of those investigations stopped. They stopped. They just disappeared. Suddenly Benghazi was not on the radar screen, and suddenly his private server, her private server and all this other stuff with her computer, that was gone too.
Professor Ivey, hang on a second. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. On the line, Professor Bob Harvey. We'll be back.